Sue, don't sit down. You're online to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, stand if you can. Put your right hand on your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And do you have your list?
Yes, I did. I'm going to take roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
No question. Nicolette Ara.
Arujo.
Not here. Levon Brewer.
Here.
Cinder Cardoza.
Steve's absence.
Gary Wong. Kong.
Okay.
And Ting.
Yeah.
Sorry. Andre Collins. I'm having a good start here. Jerry Geyer. Margaret Wong.
Is also excused.
Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley.
Yeah.
Jules Off. Harry Keene.
Present.
Annie Mouton. And Marjorie Presley. Joni Nicholas.
I'm here.
Nichols. Janelle Odisho. Rachel Owen.
Sarah.
Harry Siegel.
Sarah.
Here. Barbara Lowry.
Excused absent.
Okay. Amina Sin Matthews.
Present.
Dave Sullivan.
Dave
Wheeler.
Yes.
Frank Hernandez. Mark Rodriguez.
Mark. So we do have a forum, and I thank you for that. Did we miss anyone? Oh, Charlene has been added back into the list.
Yeah.
Thanks, oh, Rachel. Charlene Ashman.
And where's mom? Mamari?
She's on the list here, too.
Sam?
Yep.
Just a minute. And then we must be on the list.
All right. And you all know I have to read this lovely disclosure. So at this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items with subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of the meeting for all public speakers. So we have David Postar from Silver Sneakers here, but before I let him speak or do more, I would like you all just your name and what organization you're with so we get some sense of the quality of folks that he is addressing today. And Patty?
Hi, I'm You want me to start?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Patty Mouton. I serve as Vice President at Alzheimer's Orange County.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Amita Sam Matthews. I am the Director of Programs at the Cambodian Family Community Center.
Jerry Chen, Melbourne Evergreen Chinese Senior Association President.
Our people, I volunteer with elderly at our church, South Shores. And Mudri, I'm one of the Sikh country
Senior Citizens Committee and the Chamber of Commerce of Laguna Niguel and the Women's Club of Laguna Niguel. I'm Jeremy Nichols, General Rabble Rouser, and an everyday deliverer of Meals on Wheels and baker for Wound Walk, which is street medicine on children.
Charlene Ashendorf, resident of Costa Mesa, a 27-year volunteer at the Costa Mesa Senior Center and the chair of the city's Cultural Arts Commission.
I'm Carrie Keene, and I'm a volunteer with the Parkinson's Exercise Program, and we offer free exercise classes for people with Parkinson's, in mostly in South Orange County, but we're as far north now as Irvine.
I'm Sue Langley with South Bend Church Grocery Distributions.
Marco Rodriguez, I'm a program manager here with Sunny.
Rachel Owens, I serve on the City of Irvine Seniors Services Council.
Holly Colvin, program manager, Office of Aging.
Thank you. Did we get sex?
Very good.
So I have a bio and an intro for David, so I wanted to read it. David is the regional growth manager for much of the Western U.S. for the parent company of Silver Sneakers, which is Tivity Health. His main objective is working with partner health plans, healthcare providers, Medicare brokers, community partners, and eligible Silver Sneakers members, that's not easy to say, to increase enrollment and engagement. David has worked in the senior services industry for nearly 10 years. A master's in aging services management degree from the USC School of Gerontology, which was
yes.
And David, please take it away. I asked David to come because I think we don't really understand what Silver Sneakers is.
It's top big, please. For some reason, the air conditioning
is louder than we are.
Some of your voices. Or I'm old.
All right, thank you all for having me here. And I know that Silver Sneakers is something that most people have heard, especially if you're an older adult. And you may have some preconceived notions of what Silver Sneakers is. So I'm going to, anyone who's heard of Silver Sneakers? Some people have not. Okay. Let me see if you guys know what Silver Sneakers is. So I'm going to give you three options. Option A, Silver Sneakers is an orthopedic footwear company that's stylish for seeking for older adults. Anyone choose option A?
Sounds good.
No? Okay. Option B, Silver Sneakers is a free gym membership.
Yeah.
Choose the most correct answer.
Trick question.
Yeah. A free gym membership. Option C, Silver Sneakers is a lifestyle of connected living and physical fitness that transforms the lives of older adults. Right. So free gym membership. All health plans are offering free gym memberships right now. Right? That's no big deal. A free gym membership. They are on Medicare plans. And why do you think Medicare plans, especially Medicare Advantage plans, are offering free gym memberships?
Reduces healthcare costs.
Reduces healthcare costs, right? It pays for itself. Not just that, but it's also the socialization that happens as well. So, but Silver Sneakers is different. Now, we're offered not on all Medicare plans. Now, there are some Medicare plans that offer lookalikes, which, you know, I can't speak to too much. I don't want to crash the competition or do anything like that. But, Silver Sneakers is offered on Blue Shield of California, Anthem, Humana, Aetna, Scan, and not WellCare,
not
and LA Care.
That doesn't
not healthy enough, though.
It
Cal Optima doesn't offer silver sneakers.
Cal Optima does not offer silver sneakers. I don't know what they have, and it gets complicated. I know United Healthcare has their own deal. I know Kaiser has their own deal as well. They're similar, but they're lookalike. So I'm not here to really talk about them because I'm not qualified, but I'm here to talk about silver sneakers and how it's so much more than just a regular gym membership, right? It's gone much farther. So we know, we realize that not all seniors want to work out at a gym, right? Gyms, who here loves to go to a gym? Yeah, only one person, right? Who here would prefer to work out at a similar place to, I'm sorry, what was your name again? Carrie. With Parkinson's, with in a community center, right? Would you maybe prefer to work out where seniors are already are? That's where all of you guys come in, and that's where we could expand our network. A little bit difficult in California to expand our network because of AE5 contracting laws has made it difficult for us to expand into the community, but there are ways which we can do it. We can discuss later. But we do know that a lot of seniors really like to work out in community centers. Senior centers is a big one. And we do contract with senior centers.
Oh.
We do contract with senior centers. The way our reimbursement works is our gyms get paid when our members show up, right? And the same thing with senior centers. Senior centers, you know, sometimes they're free, but also if a senior center logs a Silver Sneakers member in, there is a reimbursement for that, right? The only thing is that you guys have to hire the instructor. Because of AB5, we can't hire the instructors.
So AB5 is the independent contractor legislation that was signed into law last year, the year before, which essentially makes an employer or almost anybody an employee if you want them to come into your facility, do a class, etc. So
it's
AB5.
Thank you. And it's we can't just, you know, hire a full-time fitness instructor to do, you know, a couple classes a week at different facilities. So the best way to get if there is a senior center that's already having fitness classes already existing there, usually they're going to want about 3 to 5 days a week. I have a separate team that does our networks. That I can refer you guys to if you guys are interested in joining the network. And then when a Silver Sneakers member logs in, the senior center gets paid. So I could you know, definitely give you guys my cards and refer you over to our networks team that will be able to help you out with that. My job mainly is to work with our health plans and our clients in the community. But as far as adding to the network, if that's something you're interested, let me know. I'll give you my card and then I can refer you out there. Now, we are in the community. We're also at home too. So we found that during the pandemic that people couldn't leave the home, right? And they still had to exercise. And then we found that a lot of seniors were starting to use Zoom and video chat. So we really expanded our at-home services. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So what is some of the advantages of Silver Sneakers? We have a nationwide network of gyms. So Silver Sneakers is not a gym membership. It's 15,000 gym memberships. So you don't have to just choose one gym. You can belong to all of them all at the same time. Right. So what does that mean? So that means that maybe you have a gym that's right up the street, that's close to your home, that's easy to access. But then maybe you like to go swimming once a week and you want to drive a mile or two and there's a 24-hour fitness a little bit farther away. You can belong to the gym next to your house. You can belong to the gym, the 24-hour fitness. Let's say you travel. You go out of state. You can travel and belong to as many gyms as you want where your kids live if you live with your kids out of state. So imagine what 3, 4, 5 gym memberships would cost you out of pocket. This is at no additional cost to you just because it's on your Medicaid. So nationwide network of gyms, Silver Sneakers class. So these are classes designed specifically for olympians. So we have special training, and you'll see them listed on our website at silversneakers.com. And you will find that there's an instructor that knows how to work with older adults, and there'll be other older adults in the class. So if you're intimidated by going to a gym and you don't know anybody or you don't know what to do, it's a really, really great thing for adults to do because they can meet other people. They can go at their own level. I get a lot that our members can't go to the gym because of a lot of knee issues. Knee issues is a big thing, right? I can't stand for too long. Well, guess what? You could be doing this seated or standing. You can sit as long as you need to. You can stand as long as you need to. You go at your own pace. So Silver Sneakers classes are also a really great way for you to meet people and make friends. I dragged my mom to a Silver Sneakers class once. She had not gone forever, had knee issues. She used to exercise. I dragged her to a class. Guess what? She did more than she thought she could. People came up, introduced herself to her. She had smiles from ear to ear. Couldn't wait to go back. Fell 2 weeks later.
Oh!
But wasn't because of the Silver Sneakers class. But we're on our way back. So the social connections are there as well, too. So here's our digital features. So at silversneakers.com, that's where you get your 16-digit ID number, right? That 16-digit ID number is all you need in order to go to one of our gyms. And you can look that up at silversneakers.com. You go through an eligibility check, and it even tells you how to do it right here on there, silversneakers.com, start here. Name, birthday, zip, email, bam, you're in. You get your 16-digit number.
Takes about 30 seconds.
Takes about 30 seconds to do. Then when you actually register, you get access to our location finder, where you can find locations all across the United States. Actually, you don't even need to be logged in. You go to silversneakers.com and click fitness locations. You could see all of our locations. You just put in the zip code and all of the Silver Sneakers qualifying locations will come up. But if you do log in, you get access to Silver Sneakers On Demand, which is 200 different videos, of recorded videos that you can watch 24/7. So for example, there is Learn Tai Chi in 4 weeks. A 12-week series in fall prevention education. There is mindfulness meditation that you can learn, and you can do it all at your own pace. So that's a good thing to do if maybe you don't know anything about Tai Chi and you want to show up to a Tai Chi class and you want to just learn it slowly at your own pace. It's a 4-week series. Now, on demand is great, but what's more, even more fun is interactive. So we have Zoom class. We have over 100 live interactive Zoom classes every single week. And it's not just regular fitness. We have kickboxing, line dancing, Pilates, learn how to hike. We have all sorts of amazing live classes. And what's the cool thing about that is that you can actually chat with the instructor. And the instructor can chat back with you. You can chat with the other members of the class. So this becomes good, especially on hot days where no one wants to drive. It becomes great where maybe you have transportation issues and you can't leave. I had a member of the year finalist for Silver Sneakers who was a full-time caregiver. And her husband had, she had to care for her husband 24/7. So she couldn't leave to the gym, but she could do our live interactive classes. So those live interactive classes, we have over 100 every week, 20 different instructors, something that's just really amazing and really incredible for our members. Now we also have a Go app. How many of you have smartphones? Pretty much, yeah, everyone's got smartphones now. So you can put Silver Sneakers Go, you just go to the App Store or Google Play and you type in Silver Sneakers, download Go, you get access to the live classes on demand, the location finder, some on-the-go workouts, and then it gives you those fun alerts saying, hey, did you get to the gym today? Did you get to the gym today? All those fun alerts. All those Maggie fun alerts that you like. So like I said, we've gone beyond fitness. We know that not everybody is into regular aerobics. So we've done programs like brain health, fall prevention, stress management series, Silver Sneakers Boom Mind, which is a more high impact, fit for life challenges, nutrition and emotional well-being. So at silversneakers.com, we have more than just regular fitness because we know that not everyone is into this regular aerobics. Okay, so here is something that is just only Silver Sneakers has, nobody else has. So any of the lookalike programs that doesn't say Silver Sneakers on it does not have college tuition rewards. So this is something that is truly amazing. What better motivation to get seniors out there working out? Who do they love the most? Their grandchildren?
Yes.
Right? So what if they could earn their grandkids up to one full free year of college education?
It's transferable?
It's for their grandkids.
And is it cumulative?
It's cumulative. So the way it works is this. There you go. It's all right there. So you register, so you have to be a Silver Sneakers member, right? You're a Silver Sneakers member, you register, and you get 1,000 points for registering. Now, you do have to register the child before their senior year of high school. So if they're already in college, it's too late. If they're born, they're, you know, 1 year old all the way up to the end of their junior year, you can register them. So you register them, you get 1,000 points for registering. Then you do 7 workouts in a month, either 7 in a month, not too bad, right? Either go to a community center, you do 7, total 7. So live online classes, community center, or gym visits, that's the total 7. So you could do 2 live online classes, 5 gym visits, you're good to go. Once you get to your 7 or above, you get 250 more. It racks up and racks up. Every month that you do 7 or more, you get 250 more points, 250 more points. Each point equals one full dollar.
So not to brag, but I have 21,000 points. Yeah, I go 5 times a week to the gym.
And that really translates into $21,000 in tuition?
It does. So there's over 400 different private colleges and universities that it qualifies for.
And it's only private.
Yeah, and there's 400 of them, okay? And it's up to one full per year. So let's say you earn 100,000 points. Well, you only get one full per year. So, you know, you don't get to keep the rest of the money. Yeah.
Well, so Concordia is in that list. Concordia is in that list of private school. But my son is a graduate of Concordia, which is, again, neither here nor there. It's Chapman.
No, Chapman is not on there. I have there, and they can go to any school in the entire nation that's on the list. So they don't have to just do California.
Right.
So Cal Arts is on there, University of Whittier, University of Laverne, University of San Diego. So what's the worst? If they don't end up going to one of those schools, what is the worst that happens?
I'm going to
transfer to my nephew. You transport, or you got healthy, you got happy, you worked out, and you did what you needed to do, you know? You didn't lose out, you just gained health, you know, and you had that motivation. But this is, tuition rewards is very specific to Silver Sneakers, and so like I said, none of the other health plans have. Very cool.
Hold them.
And you've got a flyer for it.
Yeah, but
it has been growing, Joni. Yeah.
David, can you make the whole presentation available?
I've got it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she can send it out.
How do people find out about you? Like from their doctors? Or how do they know? And how did you find out?
Well, I'm an insurance broker.
Right.
I never. There's a slug and she's there.
Yeah, except with the insurance registration.
Right.
And I got my Medicare and my
Shield.
Yeah,
it was offered. And so I signed up.
Yeah.
So they find out they're their insurance broker or their insurance company.
You have to be eligible.
But when you change.
Yes, you have to have Medicare.
For example,
65 or older, or some people with chronic conditions can get Medicare or young.
But you can also lose it. I had it with Anthem and I changed to Net.
Health net,
and it no longer
applies. So it depends on the insurance carrier as well.
I don't know.
Are you in supplemental insurance too? Like if they don't have it under the main one and they have a supplemental,
well, the supplementals are usually from Blue Shield.
Right. So we are on mainly Medicare Advantage plans, but we are on some medical supplemental plans as well. They're different. We're on some of the Anthem med supplemental plans, except for F.
Well, F isn't offered any longer.
Right, yeah. That's the end. And Blue Shield of California and Humana.
I
have Blue
Shield in mind. It's in.
Yeah, MedSups.
Yeah,
But pretty much Medicare Advantage is where most of our business is, because Medicare Advantage is where the savings is right there for the insurance companies. They have more skin in the game in order to keep their members healthy. It's not as a fee for service. All right. So what are our Silver Sneakers impact? So 38% of some statistics that we have, 38% of our members said that this was the first fitness center membership. So all of a sudden at 65, they're starting to get active. So what a great program. Is it a surprise that 86% of our members said that Silver Sneakers improved the quality of their life? You know, I don't think so. How about making valuable friendships? My mom has made friendships for life from some of She used to do Silver Sneakers earlier as well, and she's still hanging out with the same people that she met at Silver Sneakers class, right? There are a lot of friendships that are made because a lot of times, you know, this is the only time that retirees can get out, and they meet in a group at a Silver Sneakers class and make lasting friendships. So this is interesting. Silver Sneakers is so powerful that 58% of our members said if they lost that benefit, they'd consider switching to another health. So it is really, especially as an insurance broker, you want to make sure that you get your members or your clients enrolled in this, because that makes it more sticky and that makes them want to stay with you. People feel healthier, and guess what? Just like my mom with a bad knee, they discover they can do more than they could.
I have a question. Don't mind. It says it's paid out in equal installments during the 4 years of college. Is it paid to the institution or is it paid to the student?
To the institution. Yeah. And it's paid over a four-year time. So let's say you stop at that 20. We'll call it $20,000. So that would be $5,000 a year that your beneficiary would get.
And my husband does as well, so you also qualify.
Yeah, you can, as many The spouses can also do that as well, not just one. So I just wanted to, I talked about her a little bit earlier. This is Kathleen Hines. She was one of the member of the year finalists, and she was in Nevada. And just to talk about how Silver Sneakers, we really exemplify our members and make them superstars. She was one of the finalists, and I had an affinity towards her because she's in my region.
Good job.
And also the fact I mentioned earlier that she had a husband. She has a husband that she has to care for full time, and she finds a way to do 4 to 5 classes online every day. Every day.
4 to 5 classes online every day.
Yeah, every day.
Each one's
sometimes some of them are 15 minutes. Oh, some of them are up to 45 minutes.
I was going to say, when does she have time to do anything else?
She doesn't. She's caring for her husband, you know. And she was actually a Humana member, and Humana was so proud of her that during open enrollment last year, they had a big kickoff in Las Vegas, and she got to go on stage in front of 300 brokers, and they gave her a huge award for what she had done for herself. And they know that to be a caregiver, you have to really care for yourself before you can care for somebody else, right? So we have members of the year finalists, and I wanted to talk to you about how at Silver Sneakers, our members are not just numbers, but we actually make really awesome, exemplify great stories. So this is something that's interesting. We did a third-party study about costs. And this was an Avalier study. Avalier is a third-party study, that a third-party organization that does studies on Medicare. And look what we found, that Silver Sneakers members cost, let's see, how much less was it? Looks like about, before Silver Sneakers, let's see here.
Green is before Silver Sneakers.
Right. They cost thousands less. Because the really big thing is the less hospitalizations here. Also more adherence to diabetic care, medication adherence. So by going to the gym and working out, your healthcare costs are lower. And that's why the health insurance companies are paying to have Silver Sneakers on.
Are those annual numbers?
Yeah, this was a study done in 2021.
It's over the course of a year.
Yes.
Okay. Even the green number seems low for a senior citizen.
Yeah.
I thought we out of pocket.
Is it out of pocket expenditure? Or?
I believe this was only done over a 6-month period of time. So it was not a full year.
Because one ER visit would be $5,000.
Right. So the this is average. So this is not per person. This was the average over a cohort. And it found that the average healthcare expenditures dropped 16% for Silver Sneakers members.
How many were at the cohort, do you know?
Yeah, I forgot.
That's okay. Was it like thousands, hundreds?
I don't know.
I believe it was hundreds. So non-member offerings. So I do know that many of you want to be involved with Silver Sneakers, but don't have it. So what you could do is you could still go to silversneakers.com and register and open up what's called a fan account. So if you go to Silver...
Oh, F-A-N. Got it.
Yeah, fan. Yeah. So if you go to silversneakers.com, and you go through the eligibility check, it's going to show, hey, I'm not eligible, but would you like to open up a fan account? Yes. And then you do that. And then you'll have access to Silver Sneakers, not our live classes, You won't be able to go to the gyms for free, but you'll be able to get the on-demand library, which is over 200 different videos. So if you just follow the prompts here at silversneakers.com, start here. Even if you're not a Silver Sneakers member, you can still become a fan account. We're also on YouTube, so you can go to youtube.com and search for our videos. And there's a lot of free videos on YouTube. Then there's also, let's see here, follow us on Facebook. Should be Facebook. We have over 1 million followers. Did you follow us on Facebook?
I do not follow anybody.
Yeah, I deleted my Facebook. But we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Our hotline is right here as well, too. If you have, if you need to get a hold of me.
I just followed you.
Oh. Yeah, so our hotline is right here. That's open 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Because it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. So 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that's for our members to call in for member issues. Like I said, if you have a senior center that's already holding classes and you want to be part of our network, when you go to silversneakers.com, you can be on the location finder. There is reimbursement when a Silver Sneakers member shows up and takes classes, but there is a certain minimum amount of classes, and that's something that our network team has to go through, but I could definitely make the referral if that's something that you guys might be interested in doing.
So David, for somebody like Carrie's organization that is doing classes specifically, they might indeed qualify with their instructors, at which point a small amount of money would be sent to them. Her light bulb's going up.
Well, so we currently offer at the YMCA's, and you're there in the YMCA's as well.
Oh, you're already at the YMCA. Okay.
Yes, but we have two senior centers in San Clemente and in the Woods, so the money would probably go to the senior centers.
Right.
Not to our program.
Okay.
Because that's the facility where we're doing tonight.
Yeah, I could refer out. There's some red tape involved with it, but if it's something that you're interested in, you can give me your card.
Sure.
And I can make the referral out.
Because then we can give back to those facilities that are giving us free space, like Lakeview and Irvine and Laguna Woods and San Clemente.
How many days a week are the classes happening?
Well, we have 17 classes a week and 6 locations.
Oh wow, okay.
Plus we're all recorded online too.
Oh, cool.
On our website, yeah.
So then maybe at silversneakers.com, that would be even more promotion.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're trying to get our members to swipe in, because like I have it in my wallet. And so when I go to the Y, it already says Silver Sneakers, and you just swipe in. And if our members will sign up for Silver Sneakers, if they're eligible, then our YMCA people, YMCA facilities will get that reimbursement, and they'll be more likely to give us free space because we still have to pay the YMCA $50 a class.
Oh, you have to pay the YMCA. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how it would work with the, because I'm not part of the network team.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that would work, but if it was off-site away from the YMCA, it could be something separate.
Right. We need to buy our own classroom or something.
Yeah.
So it says group activities and classes offered outside. So that's some instructor that's gone through your process that would just be like at a local park doing Pilates or yoga or something.
Yes. And in California, it's a little bit different though, because it would have to be at a senior center where that instructor is employed by that place. Yeah.
And how much availability in other languages. That's not proper English, but is there availability of classes in other languages?
Thanks. Yeah, so that's always a challenge. That's a challenge because, we do have classes in Spanish online. We are looking into classes in Mandarin, trying to expand to Korean, but it's a challenge because, you know, to get a certain amount of people in one area at one time and then the instructor, it makes it a little difficult. The nice thing though is that with fitness, language sometimes is not always the most important thing because you can follow along. But yeah, it is a challenge, especially here in Southern California where not everybody speaks English. Yeah. Do you have any other questions for me?
I have a different question. Yeah. I'm always interested in the backstory, the narrative, why someone does what they're doing. What got you into this field?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So I used to sell home improvement, and my favorite part of what I did was making homes more accessible for seniors. I love working with them, talking to them. Then I decided, you know, I want to do specifically work with older adults on behalf of older adults. And so I went to USC, quit the home improvement industry, and found that most of the jobs in this industry are in housing, senior housing, at least the ones that I had found. And I was working in assisted living, where I was helping the most of the frail of the most frail people. And I did get a lot of enjoyment out of that, but wanted to take the next step and saying, listen, you know, we've got how many baby boomers that are retiring? And
also the day turned 65.
Right. Are they all gonna be able to afford to live at Sunrise Senior Living? No, right? So what can I do as a person in order to make this world better? And how about making seniors more independent and live alone, live more independent? So that's why I choose this.
Is the program full-time and how many years?
Full-time for me? Yes, it is full-time. I've been with the company for 2.5 years.
And the master's program?
Oh, the master's program? I graduated in 2015, so it was 2 years.
What does Silver Sneaker say is coming next?
So we are focusing a lot on digital because we do know that, you know, we don't know when the next pandemic is going to happen. We want to make sure that we know that with digital, we can do more things like languages, make languages easier, but also make that digital more interactive. So we just acquired a company called Burnalong, which you basically has everything and anything. And we do know that we are going to continue to focus on in-person, but digital is the wave of the future. The next 5 years, things are going to move exponentially quicker towards that, and it's going to become easier and easier to use digital technology.
Ever considered, especially now with so many of the actors being unemployed, and many of them are multilingual, dubbing the programs you already have online?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We're just doing caption.
Yeah.
A Pilates teacher did that, and it's very difficult to be doing your exercise every
day. They did try. We're working on it. I know we have a Spanish instructor. They're hiring a Mandarin instructor.
But the beauty is they don't have to be an instructor. All they have to have is the language.
Yeah, just dubbing it in. And I think that's what they're looking for our new platform. But things are moving pretty rapidly, so I'll bring that suggestion back for sure.
Anybody else?
For
Were you going to give us your contact or?
Yeah, I can. I don't have a whole ton of cards, but maybe you can if you're interested. And yeah, you can.
I have a huge picture this morning. Yeah, so, David.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Helene has just whispered in my ear that she thinks this is useful enough to go out to the whole SCAC group for real.
Yeah.
That's a good skew in. That's
sure.
Strong of a couple of blessing. Mentioned to me after the meeting on Friday the possibility of bringing all the subgroups together. Is that really in the works? Or is this is too soon to discuss it?
It's part of the bylaws review in an effort to try and streamline the process a little bit more. We're looking at possibly integrating the topics of these meetings into one big SCAC meeting. So instead of coming to three or four different committee meetings, you would want a micro longer. But that's an option that we're looking at.
I was interested because, like, for example, I already knew Charlene. I knew she was on a different committee. So, yeah, I would follow her to see what was happening on another committee.
Yeah. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, I honestly believe, like, when we have all these presentations, they really are more appropriate for the entire committee. There's a lot of subjects that crosses over and that everybody's kind of, you know, is interested in. So, you know, why not? I mean, if there's a specific topic where we need an ad hoc committee, like we just did with the bylaws, we had a bylaws ad to focus on one specific thing. And then when that's done, it's done. But, you know, I thought and my boss thought, the committee thought that, you know, people may be more acceptable of coming to one meeting versus two or three meetings and having to serve on different councils and different committees. So it's a thought that we're kind of trying to streamline the process and get information out to more of the people as opposed to like these little sections. So the bylaws will be coming to the committee shortly. So I am hoping it will engage and we'll have a very robust
talk about it.
Yes. Yes, you will definitely. It's with our county council right now going through some changes, but once it comes back to us, it came back to us, we had some more questions. We sent it back to them before we bring it to the committee. So we want to make sure it's vetted first. And then you guys, it'll be agendized and I'm hoping it'll be the only item on the agenda that day because I think it's going to, you know, facilitate a really robust discussion.
I have to head back to the Valley San Fernando.
You may want to leave now.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. And one more question. Today when Ian walked in, I said, oh, I was looking for you on Friday because I had the information I promised you that you was on Friday.
Sure.
So can you explain a little bit? So Ian could be in a subcommittee but wouldn't be in the general commission?
That's correct.
And that's true. All the differences.
That's Tara, I believe, is like that. Yeah.
Like, why didn't I ever see them on Friday?
And Carrie is the same way. The bylaws are written in such a way that if there is a subcommittee or a standing committee that may require some input from other agencies or entities or individuals that have a specific role in the community, they would be invited or they're welcome to come and participate if needed, but not necessarily have to participate on the whole full council.
Yeah, I chose not to. I just didn't have the time.
Right.
And I
right.
think this was much more the health and wellness reimagined.
It's more within your line. Or in your perfume. Yeah.
And I participated in this committee for a couple of years before I could convince someone to appoint the SCAG.
Well, there's three different types of appointments.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if we're carrying you, what Pauline is describing here is indeed a good move as to how to disseminate better information about programs, et cetera, that's in the community rather than transportation, here's these, but gee, we'd like to hear that too.
Right, exactly.
So
that's exactly. It just makes common sense, I think, you know, in terms of you're all on the committee on SCAC per se, as you know, some of you are on the full SCAC council. For those of you like Tara and Carrie, they could still come to our SCAC meetings as a member of the public and sit listen to all of the presentations and all of the discussions that are going on. You know, ask all the same questions that you're asking right now, you know. So but again, the committee has to vote on it, so I'm expecting some really good discussion.
Are you going to send them out in draft form to us ahead of time for review?
Oh, yeah.
Is that next month's meeting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not saying no. I'm not going to jinx it. We don't know. I mean, we're at the mercy of County Council right now. So I'm waiting on them to come back, and once they do, my goal is to get them on there as quickly as possible. You know, so we can have this and get the ball rolling and kind of moving things around.
And I have those predictions. How long would the meeting be?
If they decide
a combined integrated meeting.
I don't think it's going to be much longer than it'll probably be. There'll be different topics, like there'll be transportation, there'll be well-being, there'll be senior citizens engagement. And depending on what issues are at the top of the agenda, there will be a discussion on those, you know. I would imagine initially, what do we want to look at under transportation? What do we want to focus on? Kind of like the goals and objectives of what the committee wants to do in terms of that, how involved you want to be. So I think initially, I would expect our meetings go right now from 9:30 to about 11:30, maybe no later than 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Maybe not.
It's all going to depend on what's on the agenda.
And you'll give us a heads up that it's going to be a mega meeting.
As much as I can, because we'll talk. So, yes.
Right. But if we know that's the bylaws discussion meeting,
you will know.
You'll give us time to expand our calendar.
Yeah. My goal is to put something on the agenda as soon as we get it back from County Council. And with the agenda, you will get a copy of the red line version of the bylaws and a clean copy, so you can see exactly where the changes are occurring.
And what Fridays do you have your meetings?
It's the second Friday of the month. Our last one was last Friday. Thank you. Yeah, it's the second Friday of the month at 9:30. And we're starting in June and December.
11. Okay. And you said it was at the Easter?
Through the end of this year, it's at Easter Seals, which is on McGaw Avenue in Irvine.
I think what's interesting about the discussion right at this moment is that it's difficult for many of us to understand in this room. And then when you go out into the community and try to explain that you're serving on the SCAC and, oh, we have a general meeting you should attend, but then what about all of these other meetings?
Right.
So it's right. Frustrating to have that message right now.
Yeah.
For some.
Yeah. Well,
let's litigate this at the actual.
Yes.
Yeah, but the first step.
I
am approving the new bylaws once they've been through.
I am striving to put just one item on the agenda, and it'll be a review and approval of the new bylaws, or discussion, review, and approve or don't approve of the new bylaws, you know, or make changes, whatever the case may be. So it's a process. That's it.
Two?
Yes. Well, as you know, I represent Saddleback Church Grocery Distributions, and we've had the discussion that it might be hard for seniors to find the website and find the grocery distribution. So our distribution center came up with a QR code. You can just click on this, and the whole website will come right up with all the grocery distributions. So I can just pass some of these cards out. They're easy to give. I give some out when I get talking to one of the
they are only grocery distributions for Saddleback.
Right. And we have them all over Orange County.
Because this one's
it's a simple one on some random word, but it jumps out.
I see it.
Claim I've been making back in our Zoom days. Hundreds of iPads that came out. I bring meals to 8 different houses a day, every day of the week, and they all have their fancy iPads. Ask me how many of them know how to put the QR code to access that. So all these iPads are only as good as someone's ability to use them. Each week I take a picture of myself with them. I send it to them. I go, hey, did you open up our picture? No, can you remind me how to open up a picture? I send them texts. Did you read my text? No, can you remind me how to use my text?
Yeah.
We need, I'm just putting this out there. I don't know if this is help. I don't know if this is transportation.
We need more
standard programs. People to know how to use their fancy phones. People got fancier phones than I own, and they don't know how to use them.
Well, some of the senior centers have tech tutors, see country.
We have an online course.
Figured out how to
iPad program, there is a contract with Get Set Up. It's called Get Set Up. It's on getsetup.com, and you can go in there for free, and there's tutorials on mostly on the iPad, but there's also for other digital devices. And there's a password, and I believe it's just OC. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we can get the information, and we still have the old flyer. And I think the contract is still for another year. Like I said, there's online videos. I mean, you can also get help by calling.
Te voy a hablar en español y luego te voy a decir que es muy fácil. So you're all looking at me like, what? I just said, it's really easy. But if you don't understand the language to know it's really easy, you can't even take the first step.
I believe they have.
I'm sorry, I'm just like.
Bilingual staff there too.
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
It's getting set on top. I think.
Yes.
I call the numbers that are up in all the elevators and all the old people buildings. So I did, and they don't respond. And I'm like, I'm pretending that I'm an old person who doesn't know how to use my fancy or even simple machine. And they go, oh, well, we're not currently getting those buses. So then why are you posting it up in the elevator at the Back Bay Senior Center that has 150 residents? I'm sorry, I'm just venting.
No, I was at on a community center when, you know, everything was on digital and social media. We have to kind of think quickly and create like a video on how to get on Zoom, you know, how to use your smartphone. I mean, some of the states still have to do a social media class and in language and things being promoted. And so if you imagine it, like not understanding English at all and trying to kind of dial those numbers and things like that, like the Get Smart program, we're not able to use it because I have to assign one of our case manager to do with one of the seniors to like sit them down and mock them through that process. And it's going to be more than one time, once to get them going. So it is really hard. We're saying that you can scan, but it's not.
It's very true. The insurance. Medicare is forcing the insurance companies into everything online. Your doctors are being forced into everything online.
My chart
online. Just more and more people are going to be expected to completely interface with a machine.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked a little bit about there are classes in almost every single one of our senior centers of some kind or another, but we are reaching such a small percentage of those folks. Now, those who are turning 65 today, who are coming out of the workforce, et cetera, those, I know.
right? They're not the problem. It truly is, as Patty's indicated, how many people are going to be over 85 in the next 10 years? I mean, it's just
65,
10,000.
The data are turning 65.
Right. Yeah.
So in 10 years, they're going to be 75.
And in 10 years,
they'll be
issue is that paper is out of date, demand is printed.
That's right.
And that's the reason why we have to move people to this digital format, because if we don't, then people are getting bad information. And then they become
more isolated.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, I called that number, it doesn't work anymore.
Yep.
That's a number you had 10 years ago.
That gets set up I just typed it into Google and it came up, and it is in Spanish as well. There's classes in there as well. You know, and it actually walks people through how to set up, like, not just an iPad. Now, I don't know if they have other language, but I know Spanish is there. But even like an Android versus Apple, you know, all of that type of
just understanding. Is this an Apple or is this an Android? iOS.
Yeah. But it's the country. They have computer classes.
Right.
$70 a class.
Oh.
Or maybe it's a home. Yeah, Oasis has some. I mean, what's in your account for that? It doesn't seem.
They're cost-based. So there's a fee.
At Oasis, you pay too. Barbara's not here to speak for Oasis, but I guess.
Which reminds me, Patty.
Maybe it's 70, but still, it doesn't seem the first time for me. So, you know,
you have to have a refresh strategy.
So here's some flyers. So it is specific to OC. The link is here. You put OC, they're free that way. It is getsetup.io.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm having Eric send you the link too, so you can send it out.
Perfect.
Okay. So that's new business, old business. Any other?
Does anybody else
have any slow copies?
All right. So next month, Amina has arranged for. And I'm never going to pronounce your name. How do we pronounce your name? May. What? How do I pronounce your last name, Smart Alex?
I don't have her
last name.
Okay. Let's make our predictions on when we will receive our senior center
liaison position.
Oh, you know, I didn't put a date on that, but I can. So we could probably, what's today, Wednesday? Probably by next Wednesday. Well, assignments, I have received very few requests of where people want to be, and I don't know where people live. So I don't have that information. So Pauline is a cop. I know we are protective of people's privacy. Is there a way for you to tell me who on staff lives where?
I can send you an email address. We do have a list, a master list that has come in, but
okay.
I'm very hesitant about sharing.
How about if I send an ad hoc meeting or something to you? You could send it out to everybody, and their call to action is to tell me where they live.
But you did ask at the
meeting. I did ask at the meeting, and I got like three responses.
That's where I am.
I can't have Oasis because of Barbara, and I can't have Costa Mesa because of Charlene, so I'm asking for my third choice.
Okay. I could send an email out to the the SCEP board and just say, as follow up to last Friday's meeting, please contact Patty with your phone.
With my email address. And, you know, tell them to contact me directly.
Yeah.
With their home city and their first preference for senior centers they want to be assigned.
Yeah.
Did you ask for one?
Who would need to list the seniors?
What's that?
Just tell me where they live. You know,
So, gentlemen. It's all right.
So next month, May, from the multi-ethnic collaborative of the community agencies is going to present to us about, hold on, I've got it here, early intervention for older adults in the ethnic community. So I think it'd be very useful for all of us to have. And that will be August 16th. With that said, are there any objections? I call this meeting adjourned.